Good evening, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们, 晚上好。
Okay, we need to try that one more time.
我们需要再试一遍。
I know we're full and it's raining and we just want to get under the covers, but good evening, brothers and sisters.
Good evening.
Amen. That's the way I like to hear from the family. Amen. And y'all are a precious family. I want you to know that.
我希望你们知道你们都是我宝贵的家人。
Is that it? Boy, y'all's language is quite different. Tonight, I'm going to be sharing on the history of the assembly in Richmond and the lessons that we have learned through the years.
今天晚上我想和大家交通我们在 Richmond那边聚会的我们的 学习的学到的功课。
I have no desire to lift up myself or the assembly in Richmond.
我心里面并没有打算来高举我自己或者我们那边的聚会。
But the Lord has taught us many precious lessons.
但是我们的主已经教会了我们很多宝贵的功课。
He has given us vision of himself and his church.
他把他自己的意象和他教会的意象赐给我们。
And it's precious.
非常的宝贵。
And I'd like to share these precious memories with you, brothers and sisters.
我想和弟兄姊妹们来分享这些宝贵的一些回忆。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们先有一点祷告。
Lord Jesus, as our brother encouraged us this morning, you're looking for that remnant.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你向我们弟兄早晨交通到你在寻找那些渔民。
Lord, our generation lives in the last of the last days.
我们这个世代是活在最末后的一个世代。
Our desire is you will raise up that remnant that will bring in the king.
我们盼望你能兴起这些渔民，能够把王带进来。
Lord, it has been your grace all through the years.
主是在这些年都是你的恩典。
And we thank you for the grace of God.
我们感谢从神而来的怜悯和恩典。
Lord, I just want to come under your anointing tonight.
愿意你把恩膏赐给我们。
And affect your anointing on this whole assembly.
也求你膏整个的这里的聚集。
That we might indeed have a vision of the Lord in this church.
让我们实在有一个关于我们主和他教会的这样的意象。
That we might be a people given to you and your purpose.
愿意我们成为来归给你的一个民。
We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the first lesson I want to share on is the necessity of vision.
我第一个要交通的功课就是我们要有意向这个必要性。
Proverbs 29:18 says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish."
箴言29章那里说到，如果没有意向，民就放肆。
Vision is the key to your life.
意象对你的生活来说是非常的关键的。
It is critical to your life with the Lord.
在你与主的生命的里面都是非常关键的。
And it is absolutely necessary for the life of the assembly.
而且对于教会的生活的生命是非常必要的。
Without vision, the assembly in Richmond would not be here today.
如果没有这样的意象, Richmond的聚会就不会有他今天的这样的一个光景。
And I can assure your brothers and sisters, without vision, you would not be here tonight.
我也可以向你保证，如果没有意向，弟兄姊妹们，你们也不会今天晚上在这里。
Well, for us in Richmond, it began in 1972.
对于我们在 Richmond的弟兄们，这个一切都是从1972年起头。
The Lord began to show us something of Himself and His purpose.
我们的主开始把他自己和他的一些东西来向我们打开。It
was all new, fresh, living.
一切都是崭新的，都是新鲜的和活泼的。We
discovered God had an eternal purpose.
我们发现神原来是有一个永远的旨意。It
became our purpose.
也成为我们的目标。We
found out that though it was new to us, it had been on God's heart from eternity.
我们后来也发现，虽然对我们来说是一个新的概念，但是这在神的心里面已经是从永远就开始了。This
revelation of Christ and His church was a mystery that God held in His heart.
关于基督和他的教会是神在他心里面深藏的一个奥秘。
It wasn't even revealed through the Old Testament and the Old Testament prophets.
在旧约和旧约的先知里面甚至都没有启示出来。
It was hinted at, but not truly revealed.
只是有那么一点暗示，但是没有真正的启示出来。
The mystery of his eternal purpose was revealed when Christ came.
他永远旨意的这个奥秘只有当基督来了以后才被启示出来。
And shared through the apostles.
是通过使徒来和我们交通出来。
Matthew 16,
马太十六章
，Jesus was talking with his disciples.
耶稣在那里和他的门徒来谈话。
And he said, "Who do you think I am?"
他问你们说人子是谁
？You've been with me all this time. Now, who do you think I am?
你们已经与我在一起这么久的时间，你们认为我是谁呢
？Peter, in all of his boldness, says.Thou art the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
彼得大着胆子说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And the Lord said the most amazing thing.
我们的主就说了最让我们惊讶的一句话。
He said, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona."
他说，西门巴约纳，你是有福的。
Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you.
因为这不是属血肉的指示你的。
But my Father, which is in heaven.
乃是我在天上的父指示你的。
Revelation comes through the Father and the Son.
启示是通过从神和他的儿子那里来的。
You can read this book for all of your life and never receive revelation unless God gives it to you.
你可以读这本书一辈子都在读，但是你从来也没有拿到异象，除非神启示给你。
And then Jesus said something that was also amazing.
耶稣然后说了一些也非常让我们惊讶的一些话。
He said, "Peter, that's a great revelation that you've received from the Father."
他说，彼得，这是你从父那里得到的一个很好的异象。
Now I want to give you more revelation.
现在我还要给你更多的异象。
He said, "You are Peter, a Petros, a small stone."
他说，你是彼得，是一块小石头。
I will build my church.
我要建造我的教会
and the gates of Hades shall not prevail.
阴间的权柄不能胜过他
And he calls Peter the second time instead of Petros, he says Peter. Petra, I mean.
他再一次叫彼得说彼得
Petra, the massive rock.
是那大巨大的磐石
So the rock on which Christ builds his church is a revelation.Of himself,
基督在磐石上建造教会是他自己的一个启示。
Now we know the Catholic Church really misunderstood the Scripture.
我们知道天主教他们误解了这句圣经。
They think that Peter is the rock upon which the church is built.
他们以为彼得是那个被建造的这个基石，这个磐石。
Peter saw. He really did see what the Lord was saying.
彼得确实看见主在说什么。
In 1 Peter 2:5, he says, "You are living stones built a spiritual house."
彼得前书二章五节那里说，你们是活石，要被建造成灵宫。
So Peter saw that we all are living stones, including himself.
彼得说，看见我们都是活石，包括他的自己。
So what is the foundation of this spiritual house?
所以这个灵宫的基石的奠基石是什么
？It is the revelation of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God.
是耶稣基督的启示，他是永生神的儿子。
And that He, upon this foundation, will build His church.
他在他这个磐石上要建立他的教会。
Brothers and sisters, you remember it changed Paul's life forever.
弟兄姊妹们，你也记得这一点，就完全改变了保罗的生命。
Paul was not a nice guy.
保罗不是一个很和气的人。
I should say Saul was not a nice guy.
我想说扫罗不是一个好人。
He was on a rampage against the church.
他在那里疯狂地逼迫教会。
Against Christians.
他逼迫基督徒。
He thought Christ was an imposter.
他认为基督是一个假冒者。
He was pleased when Christ was crucified.
当他看见基督钉十字架，他非常的喜乐。
This imposter was now out of the way.
他觉得这个假冒者被挪去了。
But that didn't satisfy Saul.
这还没有让他满足。
He determined to imprison every Christian.
他做了一下了一个决心，要把所有的基督徒都抓起来。
He even got approval to stone the martyr, our first martyr, Stephen.
他甚至拿到了一个一个让他可以来把斯提凡打死的这样的一个同意。
So he was on the Damascus road to search out for more Christians in Damascus.
他去大马士革的路上，他其实是为了抓更多的基督徒。
Then the risen Lord Jesus Christ met him in a vision.
然后复活的主就在异象里面与他相遇。
Saul, it is so hard for you to kick against the pricks.
主说，扫罗，你用脚踢刺是难的。
The Lord had gotten to Saul's conscience.
主就摸着了扫罗的良心。
His conscience was being pricked.
他的良心在被受到了刺激。
And it was through the martyr of Stephen.
是经过斯提凡这样一个为主殉道者。
When Stephen was martyred, you might remember that he said, I see the Son of God standing at the right hand of God.
你记得斯提凡殉道的时候，他说，我看见人子站在神的右边。
And Paul heard this.
保罗听见了。
And it was on his conscience.
这就在他的良心上烙下了一个烙印。
Well, when he saw the Lord on the Damascus road, it was such a powerful vision that it blinded him for 3 days.
当他去大马士革的路上，他看见这样的一个大的异象，让他正面有力，让他失明了三天。
So he saw the Lord Jesus as his head.
他看见主耶稣是教会的头。
He saw that he was Lord of all.
他看见他是万主之主。
A great revelation.
是一个极大的一个异象。
He saw that he was the Christ.
他也看见他就是那
基督。The anointed one, the sent one.
是被受膏者，是那被派差遣的。
But then the Lord did a very strange thing.
然后主就做了一个很奇怪的事情。
Paul was blinded.
保罗就他的眼瞎了。
And he had been silently, I'm sure, praying and considering for 3 days what was going on.
他在三天一直在那里祷告，然后在思想到底发生了什么事。
So, the Lord sent Ananias, just a brother from the assembly in Damascus.
主就差遣一个弟兄亚拿尼亚，在他是从大马士革的当地的一个教会的一个弟兄。
We would have thought he would have sent one of the apostles like Peter.
我们觉得他可能会差遣像彼得这样的一个使徒。
But no, he sent this little brother Ananias.
但是他却差遣了这样的一个小弟兄亚拿尼亚。
To open Paul's eyes.
来打开保罗的眼睛。
So he came to Paul and he said, Paul, the Lord has sent me to tell you you are to serve him.
他来到保罗面前说，保罗，主告诉我，主差我来告诉你要来服侍他。
You are to testify of the risen Lord before Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel.
你要在外邦人、在君王、在以色列民面前，要把复活的主见证出来。
And then Ananias touched him, and his eyes were opened.
亚拿尼亚就摸他的眼，他就眼就打开了。
Paul saw that he was not to be an independent vessel.
保罗就看见他不是要做一个独立的一个器皿。
But he needed the body of Christ. He needed his brothers.
他需要基督的身体，他需要他的弟兄们。
The Lord used a simple brother, Ananias, to open his eyes.
主用了一个简单的一个小弟兄亚拿尼亚来打开他的眼睛。
So what Paul really saw was the body of Christ.
保罗真正看见的是基督的身体。
He had revelation of the importance of the body of Jesus Christ.
他就得到了基督身体重要性的这样的一个启示。
And he would not go out and minister as an independent vessel, but as part of the body of Christ.
他出去这样侍奉，他就不是作为一个独立的一个器皿，而是成为身体的基督身体的一部分。
Brothers and sisters, we had the privilege in those early days of the Lord giving us this same vision.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在早年间有这样的一个权力，主把这样的意象赐给我们。
Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, the head of His body.
耶稣基督，神永生神的儿子，他也是基督身体的头。
And this body was a living part of the head.
这个身体就是活的头的一部分。
The purpose of the body was to serve and carry out the will of the head.
这个身体的目的和目标就是来实现这个头的旨意。
The purpose of the body was to represent what was on the head's heart.
身体的目的是来代表在这个头的心里面的事情。
Now this is a vision that we really got from God Himself.
这是我们从神那里直接得到的一个启示。
It didn't come from man.
不是从人而来。
Yes, it came through a man, but not from him.
是通过一个人来让我们看见，但是不是从他那里来的。
And that brother that shared these things with us was Brother Stephen Compton.
为我们交通到这样的事情的是我们的江弟兄。
But tonight, I just want to ask you.Have you had this vision?
但是今天晚上我要问你们，你们有没有这个启示？
It's so important.
是那么的重要。
You know, we can never get enough revelation.
你知道我们不能得到足够多的启示。
Paul continued to get revelation throughout his life.
保罗在他的一生里面不停地来启示。
You know, Paul actually went into paradise, and he also went to the third heaven.
你知道保罗到乐园那里，他也到三重天那里去。
So this initial revelation kept growing and growing.
他起初的这个启示就不停地在那里成长。
For us to really be a church, we have to have this uniting vision.
我们之所以能够成为一个教会，我们必须有这样的一个合一的一个意向。
This vision became our life. It became our goal.It became our vocation.
这个意向就成为我们的生命，成为我们追求的目标，也成为我们的职业。
It gave us direction in our life.
它就在我们的生活里面为我们指明方向。
It is also our strength.
这也成为我们的力量。
And it's because of this revelation that we can press on, even in my older age.
就是因为这样的意向，我们今天纵然到了我这个年纪，我还是可以努力向前。
It is vision that really brought us together and united us.
是意向把我们带聚在一起，让我们能够联合。
Brothers and sisters, we need to know how important the church is to Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，我们必须知道教会对耶稣基督是何等的重要。
In Ephesians.It says that the church is precious to him.
在以弗所书那里说，教会对他是何等的宝贵。
And he gave his life for her.
他为教会舍己。
He gave his life for you and me.
他为你和我舍命。
But he had a purpose in mind for saving you and me.
但是当他救你和我的时候，他也有一个旨意在他的心里面。
And that purpose is that we might be part of his living body.
这个旨意就是让我们能够成为他活的身体的一部分。
He said, "I gave my life for her."
他说我为他舍命。
So precious to the Lord.
对他是多么的宝贵。
Brothers and sisters, it was an amazing time in my life personally.
弟兄姊妹们，对我那个时候是何等宝贵的奇妙的一段时间。
Not only did I want to give myself to the Lord.I wanted to give myself to my brothers and sisters.
不仅我愿意把我的自己来交给主，我也愿意把我的自己来献给我的弟兄和姊妹们。
May the church become as precious to us as it is to our Lord Jesus.
愿意教会对我们是何等的宝贵，就像他对主是同样的宝贵。
Now, some people think that the assembly, the church, is the place where you're ministered to.Where you're served and encouraged.
有人认为你来到聚会的当中，你是要被服侍，你被别人跟你来教导，然后被鼓舞。
They see it as a place they go to receive help.
他们说你去那里是为了得帮助的。
And this should be our experience of the church.
这实际上也是我们对于教会的一个经历。
But we need to see that the church is not a place, it is the body of Jesus Christ.
但是我们必须看到教会不是一个地方，而是基督的身体。
When we really see what the church means to the Lord, our whole mindset begins to change.
当我们看见教会对于主的意义，我们的思想就可以被更新。
When we see that we are living part of one another, joined together, then we want to minister to our brothers and sisters instead of being ministered to.
当我们看见我们都是彼此为肢体，我们彼此联络，我们就觉得我们应该服侍我们的弟兄姊妹们，而不是被服侍。
We desire to serve instead of being served.
我们就在那里渴望去服侍人，而不是被服侍。
We desire to edify instead of ourselves being edified.
我们就渴望来造就人，而不是单单的被人而造就。
So we want to give instead of receive.
我们就愿意来给予，而不是受。
So this vision that the Lord gave us in those early days gave to me, and I'm humbled by that, is that it wasn't dramatic like Paul's.
主在早年间给我们，给我个人的这样的一个启示，不是说像保罗那样的有戏剧性。
It was through the Holy Spirit.
是通过属灵圣灵的启示。
But I want to say this.
但是我想这样说。
It's just as real.
就像保罗接受了一样的真实。
And it fundamentally altered our lives and captured us forever.
彻底的就改变了我们的生命，然后抓住我们的心。
So that is the lesson one that we learned.
这是我们学到的第一个功课。
Vision.
意象。
Now I'd like to share a little more of our history, to show you that this revelation is not something that we hold on to intellectually, but we have to experience it.
我必须交通一点点，就是这样的一个属灵的启示，不是我们头脑里面来抓住，而是我们必须要经历的。
You know, there's a song, an old gospel song.
你知道有一个传福音的一个老的一个诗歌。
It's called Precious Memories.
它的名字是宝贵的记忆。
Have any of y'all heard that song?
没有，有人听过。
Just a few.
只有几位。
Well, you have to be an old Southern boy.
You 可能要是一个老的南方的男孩才能记住这首诗。
But it says this, precious memories, how they linger.
他是这样唱的，说，宝贵的回忆，它是多么的在我的心里面逗留。
How they flood my soul.
它是来冲击我的灵，我的。
These precious memories.
这些宝贵的回忆。
How they linger.
他们如何的逗留。
The sacred past. Unfolds.
过去神圣的过去在我面前展开。
Brothers and sisters, our past history is sacred because it was by the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们过去的历史是神圣的，因为它是从我们主耶稣基督而来。
The next lesson, lesson number two,
我们下面的另外第二个功课
that we really learned in an experimental way,
我们就在试经历中学习的
is that God is sovereign,
是主他有主权
and we need to trust his sovereign hand.
我们必须相信我们神他主权的手
It was a sovereign act of God in those early days.It brought a few of us together.
是主他主权的手把我们几位召聚在一起。
It included five sisters.
它包括了五位的姊妹。
Kenny Pittman.
还有Kenny Pittman 弟兄
，Michael Woods，
Michael Wood 弟兄
，and myself，
还有我
，and there were a few others，
还有几位别的。
And the Lord used circumstances in our lives to bring us together.
主就用我们生活里面的境遇把我们带到一起。
Now I'm going to test you.
我给你一个小测试。
What is the worldwide event that took in happened in 1969? The whole world was able to watch it on TV.
1969年发生了一件什么事情？全世界都在电视上看见了。
I can't hear you.
我听不见。
All right. It so happens the moon is not out tonight.
就是今天晚上凑巧这个月亮被遮住了。
But that's the year Neil Armstrong stepped on the moon.
那是阿姆斯特朗踏上月亮的那一年。
Apollo 11 landed on the moon, 1969.
阿波罗11号在1969年登月成功。
I was working at Lockheed Aircraft Aerospace Engineer.
我是在洛克希德这个公司做空间的工程师。
We were building the cargo plane, and I was on the flight test team.
我们在那里做一个货机，我是在做这个测试这个飞行的。
But in 1969, the man landed on the moon. Boeing finished developing the 727, and the aircraft industry dried up.
1969年的时候，人登月成功，然后波音他也造出了他的波音727，整个这个航空业就萧条了。
And I was laid off along with 3,000 engineers.
我和3000个工程师一起被辞退了。
And it was a difficult time.
那个时候非常艰难。
I had one young son and one on the way.
我已经有了一个小儿子，有一个也马上要生出来了。
Didn't have a job, but I had a mortgage.
我没有工作，但是我有这个房贷要付。
You know, being laid off was not pleasant.
被辞退不是一个很让人高兴的事。
But it was the sovereign hand of God.
但是那却是主权的手。
I remember I went to Delta Airlines.
我记得我去这个 Delta 这个航空公司。
They're based in Atlanta.
他们的基地是在亚特兰大。
And I applied for a job.
我申请了他们的工作。
And when I was there, the man interviewed me and said, "If you want the job, you can have it."
我在那里面试的时候，那个人说，你想要这个工作的话，你就可以拿到。
And I thought to myself, "This is great."
我心里说，太好了。
I said, "But I need 3 days to pray."
但是我需要三天来祷告一下。
He looked at me a little weird and said, "Okay."
他很奇怪地看着我说，好吧。
And so after 3 days, nothing else happened. So I called him back up and said, "I'd like to take the job."
过了三天也没有什么事情发生，我就跟他打电话回他说，我想要这个工作。
Unexpectedly, he said, "We filled it."
他非常让我出我意料地说，我们已经找到人了。
He said the next guy that interviewed had experience in that field, and we hired him.
他说在你后面面试的一个人，他这个方面蛮有经验的，所以我们就雇了他。
See, that was a bit of an unexpected happening in my life.
所以这是在我的一生里面是一个非常没有预料到的一件事情。
And seemingly it was a setback.
表面上看好像是一个对我是一个拦阻。
But the Lord had something else in mind for me.
但是主他为着我，他做了别的安排。
So I decided that my wife and family would move back to Richmond, Virginia, which was my wife's hometown.
我那时候和我的妻子，我们就决定搬到我妻子的老家，就是弗吉尼亚的 Richmond.
I had a special mother-in-law that really loved the Lord.
我有一个非常爱主的一个很特别的一个岳母。
And she meant very much to me.
她对我来说非常的重要。
So I felt like, well, while I'm looking for a job, at least I could go and we could be together.
我心里想，当我找工作的时候，至少我们还可以在一起。
And my mother-in-law, my mother-in-law was also friends with Mary Ann Mize.
我的岳母也是一个叫玛丽恩姊妹的她的朋友。
Who is one of the five sisters that I mentioned earlier.
她是我刚才提到的那五位姊妹中间的一个。
Anyway, I moved back to Richmond.
所以我们就搬到了Richmond。
For 4 months, I couldn't find a job.
四个月我都一直没找到工作。Finally,
I applied for an opening as a boiler inspector.
我后来就找到了一个就是检测...
And a boiler inspector.
Boiler. 就是那个锅炉检查锅炉的人。
Okay. And the problem is a job would require for me to be traveling all the time.
但是问题就是要求我不停地在旅行。
Certainly wouldn't have been conducive for family life or an assembly life.
当然这对家庭生活和聚会的生活都非常的没有益处。
But God once again was sovereign.
但是我们的神再一次显出了他的主权。
I didn't get the job.
我没有拿到这个工作。
So I started getting unemployment money.
我开始就去拿这个失业金。
And they require you to once a month report back as to all the interviews you've been to.
他们就要求你每次都要报告你面试了哪些工作。
After 4 months, I'd run out of places.
四个月以后，我已经没有地方可以再申请了。
So the lady at the government office said, "Look, just go up to City Hall, which was 3 blocks away, and see if you can apply for a job there."
那个政府的那个女士她说，你要不然到市政厅，只是很近的三个街，你去看看他们那里有没有工作。
So I did.
我就去了。
I needed the money.
因为我需要钱。
So anyway, amazingly enough, they had an opening in their engineering department.
出人意料的是，他们正好有一个工程师的职位是空缺的。So
I said, "Yeah, I would like to apply for that."
他我说我特别想申请这份工作。Now
getting employed was much different in those days.
在那个时候，你被找到工作是很不一样的。She
said, "If you can wait, the director of the engineering department." Can interview you today.
他说：“你等一下，我们的这个工程部门的主任，他今天就可以面试你。”
To shorten my story, he hired me that day.
长话短说，他当天就雇了我。
And he said, "When can you go to work?" I think it was on a Friday. I said, "I'll be here Monday."
他说：“我记得那个是星期五。”他说：“你什么时候可以开始？”我说：“我星期一就可以。”
The point is, the Lord was sovereignly moving me to establish me there in Richmond.
重点是我们的神，他借着他的主权，在我的生活里把我安度在Richmond.
So the lesson is this.
所以我们学到的功课是这样的。
We need to have faith in God's sovereign working in our lives, even when it doesn't look like it's going our way.
我们必须要相信神。 纵然在我们不顺的时候，他的主权的手也在带领我们。Now
I mentioned my dear brother Kenny Pittman.
我提到了我亲爱的弟兄Kenny。Many
of you know Kenny. You've heard him speak.
你们很多人都听他讲过。That
was in the summer of 1971.
这是1971年的夏天。He
was an engineering student.
他在大学里面学工程。
And he had got a summer job, guess where?
他有一个夏天的一个实习工作，你猜在哪里？
At the city of Richmond.
在 Richmond这个市政厅。
In their engineering department.
在他们工程部门。
So I saw him one day.
我有一天我看见了他。
Now he grew up in the hippie movement.
他在这个嬉皮士运动里面长大。
He was 20 years old, I was 28 at the time.
那个时候他20岁，我28岁。So
he had this long blonde hair.
他有一个长长的披肩的金发。And
so I started talking to him a little bit about the Lord.
我就开始与他一点点的讲主的话。And
I said, Kenny, I said, do you believe in the Bible?
我问他，我说 Kenny 啊，你信不信圣经上的话？He
said, absolutely not.
他说绝对不信。
He said that was just written by men.
他说这是人写的。
There's no reason to read the Bible.
根本就没有必要去读它。
So I said okay.
我说好吧。
And I went away.
你就走了。
But the next summer,
但是接下来的那个夏天
he's back there at the city of Richmond.
他又一次回到那里去实习。
That's 1972.
是1972年。
And I go by his desk and I hear him sharing Christ with somebody on the phone.
我从他桌子旁边经过，我听见他在电话里面和别人讲讲基督。
I said, "This is amazing."
我说哦，怎么这么奇怪
？So I began to talk to him again.
我再一次跟他讲起来。
He didn't remember our former conversation.
他并不记得我们以前的那个交谈。
So I said, "Kenny," I said, "Do you believe in the Bible?"
He grabbed me like this.
He said, "Every word is God breathed."
我说 ，Kenny， 你相不相信圣经啊？他就这样的抓住我说，我相信这每一个字都是从主来呼气出来的。
He was alive in the Lord.
他在主里面是那样的活泼。
He'd been a Christian for 4 months.
他信主刚刚四个月。
And we were immediately drawn to one another.
我们马上就彼此吸引。
And you know what, my dear brother Kenny, that fire is still in his heart.
你知不知道这个火还在我们的弟兄 Kenny 的里面还燃烧着。
It was the livingness of Christ that drew me to my brother Kenny.
是基督的活跃的生命把我吸引到我们的弟兄那里。
Which brings me to lesson number 3, maintaining the unity of the Spirit.
这就把我带到了第三个功课，保守属灵里圣灵里的合一。
That's the way in which we fellowship, maintaining the unity of the Spirit.
这就是我们如何能够彼此的交通，就是要持守圣灵里的合一。
At the time, I was in a fundamental Baptist church.
那个时候，我是在一个基要浸信会里面。
For those that are not familiar with fundamental Baptist, we were pretty legalistic.
那些我们作为这个基要浸信会，我们是非常的讲条文和律法。
We knew the doctrines, and we had to learn to defend our position.
我们知道我们的教义，我们必须来学会来为它辩护。
And we were a strong supporter of missions.
我们也非常的支持在外面的一些服事工。
But we were pretty legalistic.
但是我们是很守律法。
Now Kenny was a brand new believer.
Kenny 呢，刚刚信主。
He'd been saved in the assemblies of God.
他是在神召会里面得救。
He was into the gifts of the Spirit.
他是非常相信这个属灵的恩赐的。
And speaking in tongues.
是讲方言的。
Now, what was interesting is I didn't believe in speaking in tongues.
但是有趣的是，我其实根本不相信要讲方言。
But my brother did, and he spoke in tongues.
但是我的弟兄他相信，而且他也会讲方言。
In other words, we had some different beliefs and different doctrines.
换句话说，我们有不同的信仰，我们有不同的教义。
But I saw the life of the Lord in my brother.
但是我在弟兄的里面看见主的生命。
And he saw the life of Christ in me.
他也在我里面看见基督的生命。
And so we would get together every day at lunch in the park and fellowship.
所以我们每天在公园里面，我们吃午饭的时候，我们就交通。
We didn't share around doctrines, we just shared around Christ.
我们没有交通彼此的教义，我们是交通我们知道的基督。
It's not that we couldn't talk about doctrines, but our whole emphasis was, look, we need to know more about Christ.
不是说我们不能交通教义，而是我们觉得我们看我们必须要更多的认识基督。
So this is the lesson we learned.
这就是我们学会的一堂功课。
Ephesians 4:3
是以弗所书四章三节。
It encourages us in Ephesians 4:3.
以弗所书四章三节。
It says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit, and that's what we were doing. We didn't even know it, but that's what we were doing. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.Until we come to the unity of the faith. In other words, until you come to the unity of what you believe.
竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心，直到你在彼此能够在联络的合适，在爱中建立自己，直到在真道上同归于一。
So we learn that lesson through experience.
我们是通过我们的经历经验学会的。
It became part of our vision for the church.
就成为我们向着教会我们看见的这样的一个意象。
We gather around Christ.
我们是围绕着基督我们来聚集。
He's our emphasis.
他才是我们的重点。
Lesson number four.
第四个功课。
The centrality and preeminence of Christ.
基督的中心性和他的居首位的重要性。
So necessary.
是何等的必要。
Is Christ central in your life?
基督在你的生活里面是不是居中心的地位？
Not only is he central, is he preeminent?
他不仅是中心，而且他是不是居首？
Is he Lord?
他是不是你的主？
It's so essential.
是何等的中心，何等的必要。
So I remember, I had been touched by the book The Normal Christian Life by Watchman Nee.
我记得那个时候我被尼措生弟兄的他正常基督徒的生活这本书来摸着。
Which is a book that my mother-in-law had given to me.
这是我的岳母来送给我的。
And it had meant, it really changed my life with the Lord.
它实在改变了我与主的关系。
So I shared it with Kenny.
所以我就和 Kenny 来交通。
So I'll never forget this day either. He said, he'd been reading that book and he came to me one day and he looked at me and he said, brother, he said, Christianity's Christ. It's just about Christ. It's not about me really, it's about him.
我直到今天还记得他那时候在读这本书，有一天他来到我面前，他说，弟兄，我要告诉你，基督就是讲到我们的主他自己，不是关于你和我，而是讲到我们的主基督。
It's not about rules that you follow. It's about Christ.
不是你要遵守一些什么样的律法，而是讲到基督。
You follow Christ, not rules.
你跟随的是基督，而不是一些规则。
That deeply affected me, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，这深深地影响了我。
And I began to see things a little differently.
我开始看所有的东西都不一样了。
Oh, Christianity isn't following rules. It's following the Lord.
我们信主基督的基督徒的生活不是来遵守规则，而是来跟随主。
It's living by the Spirit of God.
而是靠着神的灵而活。
We live the Christian life not by following rules, but by His very life itself.
我们过基督徒的生活不是来遵守一些规则，而是来跟随他的生命。
But to live this life, Christ must become central and preeminent.
我们要把这样的生命活出来，基督必须成为我们的中心，成为我们的首位。
Lesson number five.
第五个功课。
Christ is the head of the body. Which is the church.
基督是身体的头，是教会的头。
We were coming to this truth together.
我们一起来学到了这样的一个真理。
It was a precious time with my brother.
跟我弟兄在一起非常的宝贵的。
And as we began to read the normal Christian life together, I began to see that the church was to be an expression of Christ.
我们一起读正常基督徒生活的时候，我们学到了我们的这个教会必须成为基督生命的这样的一个发表。
It wasn't very clear to me at that time.
那个时候还不是非常的明亮。
It was kind of like when the Lord opened the eyes of the man and he asked him, what do you see?
好像主他打开了那个人的眼，他说你看见了什么？
He said, I see people like trees waving.
他说我看见人就像面前像树一样。
And that was kind of where I was.
那就是我当时的这个光景。
But praise the Lord touched that man's eyes again, and he could see clearly.
感谢主，他再一次摸了那个人的眼睛，他就可以看得很清楚。
So it doesn't always happen in an instant. Sometimes it's over time.
并不是说一切都是一下就发生，而是要在一段的时间。
The Lord, what He was doing is beginning to show us the purpose of His church.
主开始慢慢的向我们显示教会的目的。
Now, the Lord makes it very clear in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23.
在以弗所书一章二十二和二十三节，主就非常的清楚的告诉我们。
The Lord's very clear about this.
主非常的清楚的告诉我们。
The church which is His body, the fullness of Him that fills all and in all.
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
In other words, we know that all the fullness of the Godhead dwelt in Christ.
我们知道神性一切的丰盛都居住在基督的里面。
And now it is the responsibility of the church to reveal that fullness of Christ to the world.
教会它的职责就是把基督的丰富向世界来证明出来。
You know, it's difficult sometimes because it's so precious, some of these things that happen to you. But at the same time, my dear mother-in-law passed away at the age of 50.
有时候这些事情，你当你还很清晰地记得的时候，就觉得好像比较难过。我的岳母呢，她在50岁的时候，她就离世了。
I never will remember. She went in for an operation. It was a serious operation.
我永远不会忘记那个时候她进去做了一台比较大的手术。
But it wasn't supposed to be life-threatening.
但是其实不应该是来影响的危及到她的生命的。
But after the operation, she passed away.
但是做完手术以后她就去世了。
But they were able to revive her.
他们可以来把又把她救活了。
Yeah. And interesting enough, the nurse told us that as they were reviving her, she kept saying, "I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back."
那些有趣的是，那些护士当他们来救她的时候，她一直在那说，我不想回去了，我不想回去了。
And praise the Lord, he answered her prayer a day or two later, and she passed on.
感谢主，在后来的一两天以后，她就真的离世了。
Permanently to be with the Lord she loved.
就与她所爱的主来永远的在一起。
But my mother-in-law, as I mentioned, had been friends with Mary Ann Mize.
我刚才提到我的岳母，她和玛丽安姊妹，她们是朋友。
One of those five sisters I mentioned.
她是其中的这个玛丽安姊妹是其中的五位姊妹之一。
And she had told my mother-in-law about a brother that came from China once a month to Richmond to speak.
她向我岳母提到有一位从中国来的弟兄，他每个月都会到他们那里来讲道。
After her passing, I remembered that.
后来他去世以后呢，我就想起了这件事情。
So I told my brother Kenny, I said, Kenny, you know, there's a brother from China that comes occasionally to Richmond.
我跟 Kenny 弟兄说，我说弟兄，我知道有一个弟兄从中国来，每个月来 Richmond 一次。
I think we ought to go hear it.
我们应该去听一听。
Maybe he knew Watchman Nee.
也许他认识倪弟兄也说不定。
Well, y'all know what happened. I found out that he really did know Watchman.
我们后来确实发现他确实认识倪弟兄。
But you see how great the Lord is.
你看主是何等的伟大。
How sovereign He is.
他的是何等的有主权。
Watchman Nee was so precious to me.
倪弟兄对我来说是何等的宝贵。
And I was able to meet his fellow worker.
我在那里就遇见了他的同工。
But at the same time, before we actually went to hear him, the Lord was preparing my heart to hear my brother.
在那个以前，主都已经开始预备我的心，能够让我能够听我们的弟兄。
You see, I had a question.
我那个时候有一个问题。
And that question was, what is the church?
我的问题就是教会究竟是什么？
I was getting to be awakened.
我那个时候快要苏醒了。
And there were some real problems going on in that little Baptist church.
在那个浸信会，我去的浸信会，那个时候中间有发生一些问题。
They had caught one of the teachers smoking.
他们就发现有一个教师他在抽烟。
In a fundamental Baptist church, you don't do that.
在基要浸信会里面，你抽烟是不行的。
And so what they did is they came up with a covenant that all the teachers would have to sign.
他们就定了一个约, 让每一个来做主日学教师的人呢, 都要来, 必须要签字。
This covenant actually had a lot of good things in it.
这个约呢, 里面有很多好的东西。
You had to believe that Christ was the Son of God.
你必须相信基督是神的儿子。
That the Bible was the Word of God.
圣经是神的话。
The virgin birth.
这个童女,
all the fundamental things that you probably believe. But they had a list of other requirements. You couldn't dance.
你不能跳舞,
couldn't go to movies.
你不能去看电影,
you couldn't smoke.
你也不能抽烟,
so it was all that kind of a list of that kind of thing.
就好像是那样的一条一条的列表出来。
So you got to remember, I'm really. I won't use the word agony, but I was really exercised before the Lord.
那个时候我在主的面前挣扎,
And they gave me the covenant and said, Jerry, you're a teacher, you need to sign this.
他们就把这个拿到我面前说, 你要有教课的,
And I looked at that list and I looked at my brothers, the elders there, and I said, I just can't sign it.
我看了看这个约, 然后我就抬头看长老, 我说, 弟兄啊,
So they went through the whole list with me.
他就一条一条的跟我来过了一遍。
And when they came to movies, they said, do you go to movies?
讲到看电影那一条, 说, 你看不看电影啊?
I said, yes.
我说, 看呢?
And they said, are they good movies?
他说, 你是看好电影吗?
I said, yeah.
我说,
They said, well, that's okay.
他说,
so just sign this paper.
你就签字算了。
I said, I can't.
我说不行。
The Lord wouldn't let me do it.
因为主他不要我这样做。
And this is what the Lord put in my heart.
这就是主放在我心里面。
He said, I said, my dear brothers.
我说亲爱的弟兄们啊,
we have one covenant.
我们只有一个约。
And that covenant is signed in the blood of Jesus Christ.
那个约是主耶稣基督用血为我们立的约。
I said, as Christians, we only have one covenant.
我们作为基督徒, 我们只有这一个约。
It's between us and the Lord.
是在我们与主之间的。
I can't sign this other covenant.
我们不能再签别的约了。
They just shook their heads.
他们就摇了摇头。
And they left me.
他们就离开我了。
And told me they would have to get somebody else to teach, which they did.
他们说你就不能教了，我们要找别人来教。
I do remember they called me and said, Jerry, we can't find anybody for this Sunday. Would you teach?
后来他们又打电话说，这个主日我们找不到人来教，你今天能教吗？
So I did.
我也教了。
I see I got a time machine down here.
我们现在有个时间。
So I'll try to be faithful.
我要忠心。
That's great. Anyway, it was the Lord. Y'all recognize that had to be the Lord, you know.
你们可能,
and actually, not long after that, I did leave the little Baptist church.
你们看见都是主他的工作。那个后来过了不久，我确实也就离开了那个浸信会。
But you know what I began to see was that the church was not a human organization.
我已经开始看见教会不是一个人设立的组织。
I thought that the pastor was the head of the church.
我那个时候以为牧师是教会的头。
I began to see that it was Christ who was the head of the church.
我慢慢地认识到基督才是教会的头。
So, with that background in mind, really searching for what the church really was.
你们知道我的这样的背景,
October 1st, 1972, we went to hear our brother Stephen.
1972年10月1号, 我们去听江弟兄的讲道。
Miraculously, our brother was sharing on Acts chapter 1, the birth of the church.
很奇妙的, 我们的弟兄他那次讲到的题目是《使徒行传》第一章讲到教会的诞生。
I said to myself, wow, the church was born?
我自己在你说，哦，原来教会是出生生出来的。
That means the church is a living thing.
这就表示教会是一个活的一个物件。
It was a totally new concept for me.
对我来说是一个崭新的一个概念。
Oh man, I said, the church was born on Pentecost.
我就在那里想，教会难道是在五旬节诞生的吗？
I thought Pentecost was just about fiery tongues.
我以前只觉得五旬节只是你在那里说火的方言。
But it was really about these 120 individuals being baptized into the body of Christ.
但是实质上却是120个人，他们被圣灵来浇筑在成一个身体。
That Christ had reached the throne and he had poured out the Holy Spirit on these 120 believers.
基督已经升到天上的宝座，然后他把圣灵浇灌下来在这个120个人的身上。
And they had become the body of Christ.
他们就成了基督的身体。
It wasn't that they were like a body, they were the body of Christ.
不是说他们像基督的身体，而是他们是基督的身体。
It was revolutionary. The church wasn't an organization, it was an organism.
对我来说，这是一个革命性的一个认识，教会原来不是一个组织，而是一个活的有机体。
Now when our brother said the church is not an organization, but an organism, the lights of heaven opened up.
我们的弟兄讲到教会不是一个组织，而是一个有机体的时候，天就向我开了。
I saw Christ in a new way. I saw the church in a new way.
我在一个新的光里面看见了基督，也看见了教会。
Oh, brothers and sisters, I saw that the head of the church was Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，我真的看见基督的头乃是教会的头乃是基督。
Not a man.
不是一个人。
Now, pastor's respected position.
这个牧师是一个受尊敬的一个职位。
But they only represent the authority of the Lord.
但是他们只是代表了主的权柄。
The Lord Jesus is still the authority and head of his church.
基督才是他的权柄和也是教会的头。
It was Kenny, Michael Woods, and myself.
是 Kenny 和 Michael 和我，我们三个人。
And like I said earlier, Kenny was 20 years old.
我刚才说 Kenny 弟兄
Michael Woods was 21.
Michael 是21岁。
And I was the old man. I was 28.
我已经很老了，我28岁。
Oh my goodness. And the Lord was going to bring us brothers together, and he did that night.
我们的主要把我们这些弟兄聚集在一起，那天晚上他就做了。
It brings me to lesson number 6.
把我们带到第六个功课。
Might be a question.
也许是一个问题。
Who does the Lord reveal himself to?
主是向谁来启示他自己？
Whom will the Lord give this revelation to?
主把这样的启示是赐给谁？
And the lesson is, he gives it to the hungry and thirsty.
我们学的功课是他要把那些饥渴的人、羡慕的人来把这个启示赐给他们。
Stephen was actually speaking in Llewellyn Miller's garage.
江弟兄是在
Llewellyn Miller
姊妹家的车库来讲道。
Now what I didn't realize is that the five sisters had been praying to the Lord that he would raise up a testimony in Richmond.
我没有意识到的是，这五位姊妹已经在做了很久的祷告，要请主在 Richmond 来兴起一个聚会。
That he would raise up a testimony for himself to serve his purpose.
让他在那里兴起一个来能够代表、能够服侍他的这样的一个见证。
It was Llewellyn Miller.
是Llewellyn Miller 姊妹。
Elsie Prince.
O.C.
Prince
姊妹
Ray Walker
是 Ray Walker 姊妹
Mary Ann Mies
玛丽安姊妹
and Ugartha Woods
还有 Ugartha Woods 姊妹
They had attended a conference in Wabana, New Jersey
他们 参加了一个新泽西的 Urbana 这个地方的一个特会。
Maryland, I'm sorry.
是马里兰州。
Yeah. In 1966 or 67.
是在1966或67年那个时候。
Brother Sparks,
斯百克弟兄,
Stephen Kong,
江弟兄,
and DeVern Fromke spoke.
Fromke弟兄, 他们三位是讲员。
And at that ministry, the Lord opened three of those sisters' eyes fully to what his purpose was.
在那个特会里面, 主把这三位姊妹的眼睛打开, 让他们看见他的旨意是什么。
Llewellyn Miller later told me she was shattered upon the rock.
罗安乐姊妹她后来跟我说, 她就被摔碎在那个磐石上面。
These precious sisters were hungry and thirsty for the Lord.
这三位姊妹她们向着主是饥渴的。
Remember, the Lord said, if you're hungry and thirsty, you will be filled.
主说, 如果你们饥渴的话, 你们必得满足。
At that time, they were really seeking the Lord.
那个时候他们真的在追求主。
They wanted the Lord to have something for himself.
他们愿意主能够为他自己得到一些。
They had a background of charismatic churches.
他们也有灵恩派的一点背景。
Assemblies of God.
Assembly of God. 神召会的背景。
Yeah. And also one of them from a Protestant background.
还有一个是一个新派的这个教会的背景。
But all of them realized that the Lord was after something more than they had ever experienced.
但是他们都意识到主在那里寻求的、寻找的是一些更多的东西。
Two things happened.
两件事情就出现了。
First, as they were praying, they came and let me say it again. As they were praying, the Lord brought to Llewellyn Miller a book.
当他们祷告的时候呢，主就给了其中的卢安洛姊妹的一本书。
It was the ultimate intention by DeVern Fromke.
这是Fromke弟兄写的一个终极的旨意。
It really opened their eyes to God's eternal purpose.
这就把神永远的旨意展现在他们的眼前。
I remember I read the book later.
我也记得我后来我也读了这本书。
And the thing that really stood out to me was this.
这其中非常让我惊讶的是这一点。
He said this.
他这样说。
The redemptive work.
神的救恩的工作。
The great work of salvation was really not God's heart in the beginning.
救赎的大功不是在起初就在神的心意的里面。
He did not create man to fall into sin.
他造人的目的不是让他们去堕落去犯罪。
But he knew it would happen.
但是他知道这个会发生。
So the Lord came up with this plan of a redemptive work.
所以神就制定了这样救赎的工作的计划。
And this redemptive work was a remedial work to bring us back to God and to the place where we could serve God's purpose.
这个救赎的安排是一个补救的工作, 能够把我们带回到主的面前, 能够来服侍他。
The Lord doesn't save us just to save us, just to fill heaven.
主不是为了救我们而救我们, 只是让我们能够把天堂来充满。
He saves us with this eternal purpose.
他救我们是为着他永远的旨意。
That Christ would be head and first place in the church.
可以让基督成为教会的头, 能够在教会里面居首位。
And we would be a living testimony to Christ on this earth.
让我们能够在地上成为他活的见证。
And amazingly enough, we would become the bride of Christ.
让我们惊讶的是, 我们要成为基督的心腹。
The second thing was a poem by A.B. Simpson.
第二点是宣信弟兄的一点。
It's called Himself.
是讲到他自己。
And you can look it up on your iPhone. But I'm going to read it anyway.
我继续，我一定要读诗歌本第几首。
It really shows the sisters' hearts.
就让我们看见这些姊妹们他们的心。
And this is what A.B. Simpson wrote.
宣信弟兄他是这样写的。
I'll do it one line at a time.
我想 okay, I'm trying to look
for it. You're trying to find it. Okay. See, I let him know ahead of time what I was going to do. You want to read it for me? We can read it together.
Okay.
Once it was the blessing, now it is the Lord.
前要的是祝福，现要主自己。
Once it was the feeling, now it is His word.
前要的是感觉，现要的是他的话语。
Once His gifts I wanted, now the giver own.
前要的是恩赐，现要的是赐恩者。
Now you got it in the book. All right.
Yeah,
you got it now?
Got it.
Okay. All right, we're down to the healing part.
Yeah.
Okay. Once I saw the healing,
前我寻求能力,
now for Himself alone.
今要全能者.
Once it was painful trying, now it is perfect trust. You got the painful trying?
Oh, his second. 前常用手抓住.
Once a half salvation, now the uttermost.
前常无所适从，今抛锚稳妥.
Once it was ceaseless holding, now He holds me fast.
There is some difference.
Is yours different?
Yeah,
it is. Read it from mine.
Okay, I'll just translate it literally. Okay.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's see, where are we? Okay, we're here. Once a half salvation, now the uttermost.
前是半数得救，现在是完全的得救。
Once was ceaseless holding, now He holds me fast.
以前是不断的来抓住，现在是他抓紧了我。
Once I was constant drifting, now my anchor is cast.
前是不断的漂泊，现在我的锚已锁定。
Once a busy planning, now it is trustful prayer.
前是忙碌的打算，现是信靠的祷告。
Once was anxious caring, now He has the care.
以前是满了焦虑，现在他来抓住。
Once was what I wanted, now it is what Jesus said.
以前是我所要，现在是耶稣所说。
Once it was constant asking, but now ceaseless praise.
以前是不断的要求，现在是不尽的赞美。
Once it was my working, His it hence shall be.
以前是我努力做工，现在是他的心意。
Once I tried to use Him, now He uses me.
以前我试图利用他，现在他使用我。
Once it was the power I wanted, now the mighty one.
以前我要的是能力，现在要这个赐能者，大能者。
Once for self I labored, now for Him alone.
我以前自己不停的努力，现在是为着他。
Once I hoped in Jesus, now I know He's mine.
以前我盼望耶稣，现在知道他是属于我。
Once my lamps were dying, now they brightly shine.
前我的灯将熄灭，现在它发明亮的光。
Once for death I waited, now His coming hail.
我以前是坐着等死，现在是等着他的再来。
And my hopes are anchored safe within the veil.
我的盼望抛锚在幔内。
This deeply affected these sisters.
这首诗歌很深的影响到这些姊妹们。
It was a passion of their own heart.
这是他们心里面的一个激情。
They were thirsty for the Lord Himself.
他们为主饥渴。
And they wanted to satisfy the Lord's heart.
他们为了满足主的心意。
Brothers and Brothers and sisters, how important, how critical this is.
弟兄姊妹们，这是何等的重要和关键。
We need to have in our heart a deep thirst for the Lord.
我们的心里面必须有一个向着主的很深的一个饥渴。
A deep thirst for the Lord Himself.
我们向着主一个很深的饥渴。
Not just His blessing.
不仅仅是他的祝福。
But Him.
而是他自己。
A passion to please Him.
要有一个要满足他的激情。
And to serve His purpose.
来侍奉他的旨意。
And brothers and sisters, this is not just something that happens once in our life.
弟兄姊妹们，这不是只是在我们的生命里面只发生一次。
We need to have a continual hunger and thirst for Him.
我们必须向着他有一个不间断的一个饥渴。
Oh, brothers and sisters, I know how the world can begin to quench our thirst for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，这个世界是要熄灭我们向着主的饥渴。
How the cares of life can try to replace that thirst.
我们的对着日常的思虑来要取代我们那样的一个饥渴。
But it never can.
但是它绝对做不到。
If you don't hear anything else tonight, listen to this one.
如果你今天晚上要记得一点的话，就注意听。
It is to the hungry and thirsty that the Lord reveals Himself.
主是向着那些饥渴慕义的人来启示他的自己。
It is to the hungry and thirsty that He gives vision and will reveal His heart.
他向着饥渴的人来启示他自己，赐给他们意象。
You remember David, the Lord said, a man after my own heart.
你记不记得主说大卫是合他心意的人？
It was to David that the Lord revealed His desire for a house.
主是向着大卫启示他渴望他的一个家。
And in David's heart, he made great mistakes.
在大卫的心里面，他也犯了很大的过错。
But he was always hungry and thirsty.
但是他总是向着主是饥渴。
In Psalm 107,
在诗篇107篇
verses 3 through 9, I will almost end with this.
诗篇107篇第3到第9节，我们就快结差不多了。
Speaking of the children of Israel, Psalm 107, 3 through 9.
这里是讲到神的以色列的百姓。
I'll do one thing at a time here. He gathered them out of the lands from the east, from the west, from the north, and from the south. They wandered in a wilderness solitary way, but they found no city to dwell in.
诗篇一百零七篇三节开始，从各地，从东，从西，从南，从北所招聚来的。他们在旷野荒地漂流，寻不见可住的城邑。
Hungry and thirsty, their souls fainted in them.
又饥又渴，心里发昏。
Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble.
于是他们在苦难中哀求耶和华。
And He delivered them out of their distresses.
他从他们的祸患中搭救他们。
And He led them forth the right way.
又领他们行走直路。
That they might go to the city of habitation.
使他们往可居住的城邑。
Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and wonderful works.
但愿人因耶和华的慈爱和他向人所行的奇事都称赞他。
For He satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness.
因他使心里渴慕的人得以知足，使心里饥饿的人得饱美物。
You see, this is the story of these five sisters.
你看，这就是那五位姊妹的故事。
And us young brothers.
和我们这些年轻的弟兄们。
We were hungry and thirsty.
我们又饥又渴。
The Lord said on the Sermon on the Mount, "Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled."
主在登山宝训那里说，饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
At the end of the book.In Revelation,
在圣经的末了，在启示录
John gets a vision of the heavenly Jerusalem.
约翰就得到了一个属天的耶路撒冷的一个意象。
A vision of Christ and his bride.
就是一个基督和他的心腹的意象。
And in Revelation 21:6 it says to John, he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and end. I will give to him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely.
启示录21:6，他又对我说，都成了，我是阿拉法，我是俄梅嘎，我是初，我是终，我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人喝。
Almost the very last words in Revelation 22:17.
到了最后，几乎是最后，在22:17那里。
And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that hears say, Come. And let him that is athirst come.
圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来。
And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely.
愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
Tonight I would ask some of the younger ones in our midst, are you thirsty for the Lord?
今天我问问中间的年轻人，你们向着主饥渴吗？
Not just desiring his blessing, but for himself.
不只是要他的祝福，而是向着他自己。
Is there a thirst in your heart to know him and to love him?
在你们的心里面有没有要认识他，要爱他这样的一个渴慕？
Or has the pleasures of life and desires for the things of the world quenched your thirst?
是不是这个世上的一些思念和这个欲望来压制和消灭了你们里面的饥渴？
And I would ask us older ones that exact same question.
我也问这些年长的人。
But I would add this.
我再加一点。
For us older ones.
对于那些年长的人。
Has the cares of life quenched your thirst?
你们生命的生活的思虑有没有湮灭了你们这样的渴慕？
Have you settled down?
你有没有已经定下来了？
Have you retired?
你有没有退休了？
Spiritually.
在属灵上面。
Have you become satisfied?
你是不是已经自满了？
Brothers and sisters, are you still pursuing the Lord?
弟兄姊妹们，你们是不是还在追求主？
Are you still in the fight?
你们还有没有在征战？
Or are you no longer thirsty?
还是你已经不渴了？
I remember Paul said, forgetting what lies behind, I press on.
像保罗那样说，忘记背后，努力面前的。
Even in prison, he was pressing on.
就算是在监狱里面，他也是努力向前。
At the last moment before he was to be martyred, he was pressing on.
在他殉道以前的最后一刻，他也是一直向前。
Sending letters to the churches and to his dear son Timothy and the Lord.
他在写信给教会，给他在圣属灵里的儿子提摩太。
My sisters were in their 50s.
我们的那些姊妹那个时候50多岁。
But they were hungry and thirsty.
他们又饥又渴。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we are amazed when you open our eyes.
主，当你打开我们的眼睛的时候，我们就诧异。
We get a glimpse of Jesus.
我们看见耶稣的一点。
And we're never quite the same.
我们再也不一样了。
Lord Jesus, you have a great eternal purpose.
主耶稣，你有一个极大的一个永远的旨意。
Lord, you have a great love for your church.
你向着你的教会有何等大的爱。
Lord, we want to have that same love for you and for your church.
主，我们愿意向你和你的教会有同样的爱。
Lord, we pray that if we've lost that hunger and thirst,
主，我们祈祷，如果我们不再有饥有渴，
that you would use this conference,
求你借着这次的特会，
to restore us, Lord.
来更新我们，
to fill us with a hunger and thirst for you,
把我们的心充满饥和渴来向着你，
a passion for you and for your church.
我们向着你和你的教会满了激情。
Lord, give us vision.
主，赐给我们意象。
Lord, that was Paul's prayer for the church in Ephesus.
那是教会向着以弗所教会的一个祈祷。
You would give them a spirit of revelation.
你求你赐给他们启示和智慧的灵。
In the knowledge of Christ.
来真正的认识主耶稣。
Lord, we pray that your church will be built.
我们祈祷你的教会能够被建立起来。
You will have your precious bride.
你能够得到你宝贵的心腹。Lord,
we want to be that remnant that our brother spoke about this morning.
主意，我们愿意成为我们弟兄早晨所说的那些渔民。That
remnant that is willing to give up everything.
那些渔民能够愿意放弃一切。To
build your church.
来建立你的教会。And
to bring you back.
来把你的再来带回来。In
Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen. Amen.
Only went 30 seconds over.
我只是超了30秒钟而已。
Thank you, brothers and sisters.
谢谢弟兄姊妹们。
Yeah, I've got to get my knees going.
These knees are a problem.